message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah! Take your seat. God bless you. In the name of Jesus. I welcome you to God's presence this morning. And in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. And at His right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. To God alone be all the glory. Somebody that is here this morning to receive something from the Lord, and you believe already, you already received, and you will receive more, shout a big hallelujah. We are in our wisdom month, and we are in our month for wisdom for higher heights and giant strides. And this morning I'll be speaking in this anointing service this morning, briefly. Wisdom keys for higher heights and giant strides. In this anointing service, before we go into the anointing service proper this morning, I'll be speaking on wisdom keys for higher heights and giant strides. Once again, I welcome you to the month of wisdom. God does not want you to be on the floor. He never desires that you should be on the floor. It is not His desire. It is not His intention. God will never wish that you should be crawling on the floor. And I want to tell you this morning that there's a great position for you up there. There is a great level that God has programmed with your name on it. There is a throne. There is a level with your name on it. With Bios' name, with Ebenezer's name, with Solomon's name, with Shade's name, with Sophia's name, with Bode's name. God has a place at the top called high height with your name. And you will get there. As God liveth, you will get there. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. And there's a major requirement to get there called wisdom. In Proverbs 4 verse 7, our anchor scripture for the month, Bible says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all that getting, get understanding. Listen, there are three seasons in the life of a man. The first season is the past season. The only thing you can do with the past season is to learn from it. You must not sit in the past season. The second season is the present season. That is today. And the third season is the future season. The only two that you utilize so much to change your life is your present and your future. That's why you should not always bury yourself in the past, so that you not pass away with the past. And this morning, God will be showing us some vital keys that will take us from where we are now to where we ought to be. And as God liveth, you will get there. Bright and colorful, I must get there. I must get there. My future is bright. I must get there. My future is bright. And you get there. Wisdom keys for higher heights. Number one key is maintain passion for God and God's kingdom. If your desire is to get to higher heights and to do giant strides in life, maintain passion for God and His kingdom. Every man or woman that takes God serious always ends well. Your passion for God affects your motion in life. This is because God always lifts those who are associated, connected, and related with Him. In Psalm 35 verse 27, Psalm 35 verse 27b. The Bible says, and God delights in the prosperity of his servants. God delights in the progress of those that serve him. God delights, he takes pleasure in your going up if you are associated with him. In Psalm 102 verse 13 and 14. Psalm 102 verse 13 and 14. The Bible says, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her has come. Yea, the set time has come. He now went on in verse 14. He said, why? Because you favor the dust of my house. You favor my house. For thy servant take pleasure in the stones and favor the dust thereof. Anybody that takes God serious will end glorious. Say, because you favored my house, the stones and the dust of my house is important to you. I will change your level. I've never seen any man or woman that takes God serious and never ends well. It's not possible. He is the promoter and is the lifter and is the one that lifts those associated with him. Psalm 75 verse 6 to 7. Psalm 75, 6 to 7. Promotion cometh not from the east, the west, or the south, but God is the judge of all. He lifted up one and he pulled down another. You are the one that God will set up today. God will set you up in that your school. God will set you up in marriage. God will lift you up in marriage. God is the judge. He pulled down one and set it up. When somebody has been under somebody, say, I want to set him up. When an evil trader has been under a particular person, and after something, I want to set you up. My master want to set me up. So I pray for somebody here today. God is going to change your story. But there's a vital requirement. You need to maintain your fire. You need to maintain a robust association with God. In John 12 verse 26. John 12 26. The Bible says, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall my servant be also. Where I am, there also shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my father honor. Anybody that take me serious, God will honor him. That's what the Bible is saying. If you honor me, I will take you serious. If you honor me. Now, can somebody tell me, if God is up and he wants to honor you, where will he pull you to? He will pull you up. He will not match you on the ground. He will not put you on the ground. Your love and your passion for God always brings about a lift for your destiny. And so anytime you see anybody who is close to like our president Buhari, you see anybody that is very, very close to him, you will notice that the person will enjoy things like benefits and appointments. Say they gave him an appointment as minister of this, as chairman of this board, as this. That is the same thing with God. When you are close to God, he appoints you. He releases benefits to you. He releases benefits to you. He releases treasures to you. And anytime you are in a state of prayerlessness, worshiplessness, studylessness, you are in a state of spiritual emergency. Every state of prayerlessness, worshiplessness, and studylessness is a case of spiritual emergency. And that is what brings about people not going to any level. Can somebody be on an emergency bed and they want to make the person a president or a governor? No way. So when you are in a state of emergency, it is your relationship with God first that God wants to take care of first, before he now starts taking care of other things. In Psalms 42 verse 1, Psalms 42 verse 1, the Bible says, as the heart panted after the water brooks, so my soul panted after thee, O God. That is how it should be for you. Your heart should be panting after God. Then you'll be going higher and higher. Higher, higher every day. I lift my Jesus higher every day. Higher, 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 higher every day. I lift my Jesus higher. The more you maintain your relationship with God, the more you go higher. We have proved it over and over again. And as from today, you will never suffer a disconnect from God again. I say you will never suffer a disconnect from God again. That's why when you come to church, you don't just sit down. You express your passion through your excited service. You express your passion for God through your excited service. When you come to church, you don't just sit down like a boss. A boss mentality puts your destiny inside a box. You don't just sit down like a boss as if you are the one everybody has come to serve. You look for the way to serve. You look for what you can do to serve, because you want to maintain your relationship with God. Nobody will cage your destiny again. I said nobody will cage your destiny again. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Nobody will cage your destiny again. Wisdom keys for higher heights and giant strides number 2 is integrity. Somebody say integrity. Integrity is talking about truthfulness and trustworthiness. Crookedness leads to the crash of a person from higher heights down. Crookedness always brings, when a person is crooked, is a person that is so manipulative, that lacks integrity. You can't commit anything into the hands of such a person, and such a person will stay long egote on a single level. When you see somebody who is so greedy of gain, and don't forget that greed is always near grave. Greed and grave, they are friends. When you see a greedy person, the person is already moving near his grave. Instead of moving up, he's moving near the grave. Integrity always makes you to hit the priority list of God. When you have integrity, men want to commit things to your hands. When you have integrity, men want to look at the man called Joseph in Genesis 39. Everything that Potiphar had, he gave to him. He committed everything to his hands. He said, only his wife, that is the only person that he did not give to me everything. And Joseph was brought down from Egypt. Go to verse 5. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and it came to pass. Thank you, Jesus. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over all his house. Somebody say integrity. Can you imagine somebody that you don't know? Somebody who is meant to be a prisoner. And then everything this big man owns, he gave it to Joseph. And all that he had, he put in his hand. Everything the man possessed, the only thing the man knows how to do is just to eat. All his cars, all his bank accounts, all his ATM, everything, bank accounts all over the world, is Joseph that is in custody. And he never took anything from it. In verse 5, the wife tried to tempt Joseph because of Joseph's handsomeness. I want to believe that maybe it was somebody that looked very, very handsome and very, very good looking. And the woman said, this my husband is already an old cargo. Let me look for this young boy, agile boy, smart boy, who is in custody of everything my husband owns. And the Bible says he refused to the extent that he ran away and left evidence behind. His coat was left behind. Said, no, I can't do this, because of integrity. And then she went and said, this is what this guy did to me. This is what this guy did to me. And this is the evidence. See, the evidence was true, but the story was a lie. The suit is Joseph's suit, but the story that he wanted to rape her was a lie. Integrity eventually brought him out. He was thrown into the jail. You know that story. I've also written a book on this particular story. How to access a colorful future. And I'm sure it should be out. It should be outside for sale. It has been on for sale for many, many years. You can get it after the service, and then you'll be blessed even as you go through it. Integrity always brings about your elevation. From today, everybody that knows you will know you with integrity. Everybody that knows you will know you with integrity. What about compared to a man like Gehazi in 2 Kings chapter 5? You know that story from verse 1, when Naaman went to the man of God Elisha for healing, and then he got his healing, and then wanted to the man of God said, just go and wash yourself, and as he did it, he got his healing. And the Bible says that as he got his healing, he wanted to give the man of God cash. And the man of God said, don't worry, I don't need this, you can go. And as he was going, Gehazi ran after him. That's 2 Kings 5:20. 2 Kings 5:20, all through to 27. Ran after and said, ah! Some guests just came to the house now. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, behold, my master has spared Naaman, this Syrian, in not receiving at his hand that which he brought. But as the Lord liveth, I will run after him. And he did it. He thought of it in his heart. I will run after him. I will get this thing at all costs. He ran after him, and then he took something from Gehazi. Took gold, took clothes and all that. And he lied. They even packed it for him. When he got near the house, he discharged them. You know how cunning people, how they do their things. He discharged them, don't worry, you can go. He packed them somewhere. And as he packed them somewhere, went into the house. The man of God said, where are you calling? He said, I've been in the house since. I did not go anywhere. And the man said, did my spirit go with you? One of the most dangerous people to lie to is the servants of God. It's very, very dangerous. It's a very dangerous thing. Is this my spirit go with you that you went to collect gifts from this man that I refuse? Say, the leprosy that was on Naaman will now be on you and on your generation. That's why till today, every leprous person you see around, they are from Gehazi's generation. When you see a leprous person, the son name is Gehazi. Because he said, the leprosy therefore on Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow. Have you ever seen anybody have a child and name the child Gehazi? If you see such a run for your life. There are some names people will never call their children. Why? They are synonymous with iniquity. They are synonymous with stealing. They are synonymous with prostitution. They are synonymous with evil. They are synonymous with things that are not of God. Integrity will always take you to a higher height. This same integrity took Joseph up. Lack of integrity brought Gehazi down. Number three, major key for higher heights is possess a forgiving spirit. Matthew chapter 5, 23 to 25. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and they are remembering, that is, if you come to church like this morning, and you remember that somebody is offended in you, or you have offended somebody, say quickly. Therefore, if thou bring the gift to the altar, and thou remember that their brother had aught against thee, please go on, please. Leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way first to be reconciled to thy brother. Many are here today, their own problem is not stealing. They don't womanize or manize. They don't watch pornography. They don't browse nonsense website, but they don't forgive easily. If you want to fly in life, excuse yourself of the weight of unforgiveness. Because unforgiveness slows down your destiny. You can't run with weight. How many of us can run with 2 bags of cement in our back? That is what unforgiveness is. Now, let's assume that per person that you offend is 1 bag of cement. And you are here, you like 9 people offended you. You are carrying 9 bags of cement. How far can I go? How far? Even snail will run faster than that person. Snail will run faster than that person. We must learn to forgive. Especially as Christians, we must learn to forgive. I know they've done something bad. I know. And it's very bad. And if they did it to me also, I'll feel bad. I understand. But you must forgive. It's a must. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and verse 15. The Bible says, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But go on now. But if you forgive not your trespasses, their trespasses, neither will is this thing is. If you do it, I forgive you too. If you refuse to forgive, then your own anything you do, I also count it against you. That thing you did in secondary school, I count it against you. That thing you did when you were in your 100 level, I count it against you. That thing, that evil thing, that bad biting you did, I count it against you. That film you watch, that you shouldn't have watched, then God begins to count and count and count until everywhere is full. May the Lord give us understanding. I said, may the Lord give us understanding. Can I hear your loudest amen? Unforgiveness throws a person into the prison of life. Unforgiveness throws a person into the prison of life. And I pray that for somebody here today, you are going to enjoy release in the name of Jesus. Unforgiveness is a chain. It chains you down. Chains you down. When you suffer from unforgiveness, you are chained down. And today, that chain is broken in Jesus' name. After the service, if you know anybody that has offended you, or they don't necessarily have to be in good accord with you, but ensure that you clear yourself. You speak to them. You ensure that the bitterness is removed. Bitterness is removed. You must ensure that you maintain it. The reason why some people's prayer can never be answered is because they don't have clear conscience. Even their own husband or wife, they are so bitter against them. If the open some people's heart is as black as charcoal because of bitterness, issues that have gone, they will still keep it and keep it and keep it and keep it. May the Lord give us understanding. I'm trying to rush because of time. Number four, major key that will bring about your going to a higher height is be impact minded, or you can also call it invest in people. To live for self is to live for less. If you want to enjoy lifting, be impact minded. That is, you must have a heart of contribution and not a heart of collection. There are some people, the only thing they think of in this life is who is going to give to me. Who is going to give to me? That's not a mind of impact. That's not a heart of impact. A heart of impact thinks of contribution. How can I contribute? How can I contribute? How can I add value to life? That was the kind of person that Jesus was. 3.5 years. And he made a mark that till today, over 2,000 years after, we cannot forget him. In John 15:13, greater love had no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. He loved us and he's still loving us and he will continue to love us. This was also the kind of person that Job was in Job 29:11-16. Job was a man who gave to the poor, to the needy. He lived for impact. He lived for all his life. All his life. Job lived for impact. Job 29:11-16. That was also the kind of person that Abraham was. Abraham was a man in Genesis 14:14. He was a man who had 318 guys that he trained that were living with him. So all this me mentality makes a person to become mean. Genesis 14:14. Let's look at that. And when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants born in his house. And pursued them unto Dan. He had 318 servants. He had 318 people that he was grooming. May you not live a wasted life. That was the same kind of person that Daniel was. Daniel became so blessed. He pulled up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He mentioned their case to the king in Daniel 2:49. He said, please, oh, these my friends, oh, let them. And then Daniel requested of the king, and he said, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego over their fears. It was Daniel that went to the king to speak about these guys. Look out for how you can impact your generation. Look at what you can do. Not everybody will be a pastor, but in your area of life, ensuring that you are impacting your generation. Not even in a ministry like this, where the issue of impact is very, very serious. Where we take the issue of selfless service very, very, very serious. Anywhere you find yourself, look out for how you can drop something. Look out for ways you can be beneficial to people. Look out for how your gifts can be used for the advancement of mankind. Let humanity and eternity be grateful that you existed. Let people be thanking God that you are alive. Let some people, even their own parents, cannot even thank God that he gave birth to them. If your parents can't thank God they gave birth to you, that is, you are not imparting them, you have not started life. There are some people, if you ask some people now, may God make you exactly like your father, they will say, God, I reject it. Because the father is not, there is no impact. There is no impact. Your life is meant to be a life that will bring glory to God. I would say, let your light so shine before all men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. When men see what you are doing, they will lift their voice and thank God. As from today, you will make phenomenal impact. I say, you will make phenomenal impact. You will make phenomenal impact. Can I hear your loudest amen? Everywhere you find yourself, you will make phenomenal impact. In the name of Jesus. Number five, major key for higher heights is commitment. Someone say commitment. If you are not committed, you will definitely be omitted. If you are not committed, you will definitely be stagnated. In John 4:34, Jesus showed us an example of commitment. He said, my meat is to do the will of he that sent me and to finish his work. That's my will. To do the will of him that sent me. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me. That is my meat. To do the will of him that sent me. Commitment. I want to finish the work. The world will all only pay attention to you if you are committed to whatever you are doing. Nobody will be committed to you except you are serious with what you are doing. Apostle Paul shows us what commitment means in 1 Corinthians 9:16. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid on me. I say, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. He places himself under a curse if he does not do the work. He said, if I don't serve God, woe unto me. That is, he used a curse to back himself up. That if I'm not committed, woe unto me. That is what they call commitment. That's die-hard commitment. And from today, a new level of commitment comes for you in the name of Jesus. In John 12, verse 24 and 25, you can see another sign of commitment there. John 12, 24 and 25, the Bible speaking to us about the importance. Very, very, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. 25. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. My life. I don't want stress. Such people don't get to higher heights. Until you are ready to risk your life for God, you are committed to God to the extent that people say, be careful, this life is not like this, this God, can you even see God? Until they begin to talk to you like that, you are not yet committed. Until people begin to tell you, your own is too much, Relax. What is it? If they are not yet telling you, if they are not yet telling you that, then you have not yet gotten there. Every man or woman that will get to a higher height must be committed. You must be diehard committed. I laugh when I see some Christians. I laugh. Is this how to be committed? Only the committed can be lifted. Only the committed can be lifted. Only the committed can be promoted. Only the committed can be elevated. Only the committed can be accelerated. If your desire is to get to the top, you must have a die-hard commitment. Die-hard commitment. Die-hard. That is, I cannot leave this God until I hear, well done. Until I hear, well done. I will never, never stop my journey halfway. Halfway until I hear, well done. Until I hear, well done. Until I hear, well done. I will never, never stop my journey halfway. Halfway until I hear, well done. That's commitment. I cannot stop serving this God. That's commitment. Nothing can stop me. I don't have transport fare. I'm trekking. Nothing can stop me from getting to God's presence. I am committed. I am determined to serve this God. And once that commitment is spotted, elevation is the next thing. As from today, a new spirit of commitment that will bring about your higher heights. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. It is lack of commitment that makes a man to close his shop, or a woman close her shop or her office for 2 months and go to the village and go and greet people. It's lack of commitment. Somebody that is even opening his business every day has not yet sold. Somebody lock his business. And travel 2 months. All the customers go somewhere else. When he comes back, he starts again. After 3 months again, close it. Again, customer disappear again. Lack of commitment. When you invest into such ventures, it's like a bottomless pit. When you invest into such people, you will just be pouring money inside the bottomless pit, because there will be no germination of results. There are some investments you do that it doesn't take time, it germinates. By the special grace of God, God will make you like that kind of person. One of my sons was in this ministry first year or second year when we first started. I was telling my wife yesterday, he sent me a text. He said, "Daddy, today is my bad day." He's abroad with his family. Say, today is my bad day. And I replied, "God bless you." He now replied, "Please send me, do I send you a seed to the church account? Or you send me your personal account number? I want to send you a seed for my bad day." And I was wondering, you are the one doing bad. I'm the one that should give you for bad day now. And I said, "No, don't send. Church money is there for my money. Take my account number." And then he sent it. And my wife was saying, when somebody is doing bad day, maybe we are supposed to give him something. He's the one giving something for his own bad day. That is an investment that has yielded results. When you are not committed to your assignment, you waste investment. You waste investment. When you are not committed to what you are doing, year in, year out, they will just be serving you. Can you imagine a child of 10 years and he's still running after his mommy? "Mommy, bless me. Breast milk. Say, "What is it?" "Say, breast. I want to drink breast milk." Anything you are doing, listen, students that are here today, be committed to your studies. so as to be able to allow your parents to be able to have something to show as an investment for what they sent to you to go and do in school. Nobody will be there to serve you for life. The time they are serving you, utilize the investment. Don't take the investment for granted. Be committed to your assignment. You have a small kiosk. Your commitment in that kiosk will take that kiosk to a supermarket. From a supermarket to a big store. From a big store to a wholesaler. From a wholesaler to a multinational. Life is in phases, men are in sizes. But your commitment to Facebook will face you out. Because as I'm talking now, some people are checking Facebook now. They are checking as I'm talking now. Is there any update? Is there anybody quickly? There's nothing bad in that. That's okay. But if you do it excessively, you waste your time and you waste your life. May new spirit of commitment come into everyone here today. May it come into everyone here today. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Your prayer is not a substitute for your commitment. Fast from now to tomorrow, if you are not committed, nothing. There's nothing God can do. Commitment is wisdom, and it is wisdom that enthrones. Number six, and where I will stop this morning, is make the right choices. Number six key that will take you to a higher height is make the right choices. We are all product of choices. You can't be greater than your choice. The decision to do nothing is a choice. It is a choice for failure. The decision to wake up in the morning and to use your whole day to sleep is a decision. It's a decision for failure. Deuteronomy 30 verse 19. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19 explains to us the importance of decision making. The importance of decision making. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. May God give you grace to choose life. In Joshua 24 verse 15. Joshua chapter 24 verse 15. Bible says, and it seemed evil unto you to serve the Lord. Choose you this day whom you will serve. So life is basically about decision. You made the decision to be here today. If you make a wrong decision to be in a guy's house now, and you are on his bed now, and he's playing blues music. Ooh, yeah. Yeah. It's a decision. He locked the door. He removed the key. You did not see anything. He shut the window. You did not see anything. He increased the volume of the music. You kept quiet there. Then when he began to remove his shirt, he said, what is it? You made it. It was a gradual. You know, sin does not jump on people. Your decision will make you shout hallelujah or to yell. It's one of the two. Is that you are shouting hallelujah, thanking God for your life, or you are yelling, how I wish I had the advice of my counselors. How I wish I had the advice of my pastors. May the Lord give you the grace for good decision. Your life rises or falls via your decision. Wrong decisions are easy to make, but the results are devastating. Wrong decision is very easy to make. Very, very easy for you to make a wrong decision is at the snap of a finger. But to correct that mistake, it can take a long time. It can take a long time. That's why you must take your decisions carefully. Decision on who you want to marry, decisions on life issues, career issues, destiny issues. You take those decisions with caution. Don't just jump like a bebeto. Life is about decision. Your decision to stay holy is a decision that will bring about the assistance of God. Because the Bible says, be ye holy. 1 Peter 1 verse 16. Be ye holy, for I'm holy. Your desire to be holy is your decision to attract God's presence. But your desire to turn your back against all the curses, forget it. I just love drinking codeine. I love drinking codeine with Coke. Your decision to mix codeine with Coke is your decision to exterminate your brain. Because after some time, the tissues there will fizzle out. Your stability, when you see some guys that their hands are shaking like this, they are talking that they're shaking like this. They've taken some ganja wee-wee. They've taken some things that are making their blood. They can't stand like a man. As from today, the grace to take the right decision always comes upon you in Jesus' name. As I round up, every decision you take has a consequence, either positive or negative. Your decision to serve God has a benefit. Your decision to do God's will has a benefit. Your decision to sit down to study your books and not traveling here and there has a gain. My prayer for everyone here today is that from today forward, every decision you make will bring about joy for you, will bring about progress for you, will bring about advancement for you, in the name of Jesus.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.